Hey everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Bruins Fastcast. I haven't been regularly recording lately. I was away and just trying to get back in the swing of things. Hopefully, maybe next week I'll be back on a regular routine. Just wanted to come in today and talk about the COVID situation. So cases around the NHL are ramping up pretty fast. Calgary had six on Saturday or Sunday, I believe. And we played them, so of course what happens, then the Bruins get a few cases themselves. So right now, as of this recording, it's Bergeron, Craig Smith, and Marchand out. To me, that would almost signal that it's time to put a break on their season right now. Give it like a week or two or 10 days, whatever it is. Just postpone some of the games. The NHL so far doesn't feel that way, which is weird because Calgary has six guys, I believe, out, probably more at this point, and they're shut down. I'm not sure why they're not letting the Bruins shut down. Even last night, you could tell we were missing Marchand and Craig Smith, and we lost badly to the Vegas Golden Knights 4-1. We just didn't have the effort there, and maybe guys were thinking about if they had COVID or not. I mean, Bergeron played. Now maybe some of the guys on the Vegas Golden Knights are going to be infected. So it's a bad situation. My opinion on it is this. I wouldn't mind if they shut the whole thing down for a couple of weeks and then kind of resumed in January, give it a little time to get through the system, get everybody healthy again. I feel like after the shutdowns of the last little while in the NHL, I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to try to play through it. But I can see the Bruins getting their schedule paused for a bit and adding the games on the end now. I'm not 100% sure if this will happen, and I'm praying there won't be a lot too many more cases on the team because we're down two-thirds of our best line. And, you know, as a lot of people say, we're kind of a one-line team as it is. So I don't know how it's going to go, but yeah, to me, they should take a pause. Also, I think as far as the Olympics, which are fast approaching, I don't know if everyone should go. I feel like that could be kind of disastrous as far as internationally goes, the travel, and then there's this variant, the Omicron. So I don't know. I don't really feel like that would be an ideal situation right now to send a bunch of NHL players from all different countries over there right now and try to get that tournament in. I feel like that should probably be suspended. But again, it's the first time back, so they're probably going to try hard not to cancel it if they can. But, I mean, common sense is going to have to prevail at some point. I believe that if they do a pause, it'll help things and get everything straight. It's pretty bad right now. I mean, every day you're hearing about more and more players being put on the COVID list for the NHL. And it's happening in other sports as well, like basketball. So to me, you want to protect the players and not have a lot of people exposed to this. And it's almost an ideal time to shut down for a little while. It's around the Christmas season. You could shut it down for 2 weeks and see how that goes. Get most of those guys right now that are in the protocols out of it. But again, I don't know. I don't think that's the NHL's intention. Like I said, they've lost games from a couple of years ago in that shortened season that they had to resume. So I don't know. To me, it seems like lives are more important and people's health is more important than actually going out there and playing hockey. Unless you can do it safely, of course. If they can do it safely, if they find a way, that's fine to me. But I think right now, before this gets really heavy, you probably might want to shut her down and just rethink what's going to go on. As far as Boston goes, I as I said, I hope there's not a lot of more players that have to go into quarantine. I almost suspect Pasternak will be next because he plays on the line with Bergeron, and Marchand played with Bergeron and Pasternak. So you can't tell me that all of them aren't exposed to something and then, you know, guys on the bench. So it just feels like it's a bad situation can happen unless they allow the Bruins to sit out a while. And we have five games in the next 10 days, basically. You don't want to infect a lot of other teams, but also it's kind of unfair to put our shorthanded team out there against, you know, teams that are at full strength, and because obviously getting the COVID wasn't our fault. So anyway, we'll have to wait and see what the NHL does. I'm hoping common sense will prevail, but you never know. Okay, well, that's it for this edition of the Bruins Fastcast. We'll talk to you next time.